Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
In many cases, in just one day, saving you both time and money. You owe it to yourself to see Cascade's many success stories at CascadesDental.com. Call 866-25-SLEEP. That's 866-25-SLEEP.
Don't replace the carpets. Get a Zero Res clean and save. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
505 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning, Bill. On the outer loop of the Beltway between Route 97 Georgia Avenue and Connecticut Avenue, the overnight road work that we've been dealing with has cleared. The inner loop at 95, the overnight road work also gone from there. As for Wisconsin Avenue southbound between Elm Street and Bethesda Avenue, construction is ongoing, blocking the right lane. In Riverdale, the East-West Highway eastbound at Kenilworth Avenue. Do watch out for an accident. Police are on the scene. 95 northbound just before Dale City. A crash on the shoulder. Police are there too. 270 southbound from 121 to the Beltway. It's about a 22-minute trip. Just a little bit slow at the moment. Now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Seeing a few showers around. Some of those showers coming down as we head through this morning. Well, as we get into the afternoon, still a chance of showers. 52 tonight. 49. The average low is 32. Tomorrow, clouds give way to sunshine. 74, mid-70s on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgen, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 39 in Gainesville, 38 in Waldorf, 40 degrees in Washington. Marchers, walkouts, sit-ins as the gun control battle heads to the street. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
And good morning, Dan Mandison for Vince Mary, right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. It is indeed President's Day, and our president is tweeting, amongst many other things. We're going to get into that story, as well as a whole bunch of other stuff. A major player in the hashtag MeToo movement is herself being accused yet again. And what does the couple who allowed Nicholas Cruz to stay in their home have to say less than a week after he killed 17 people? I've got that story as well right here on WMAL. Of course, the very latest on the shootings from about a week or so ago. The president is now backing efforts to improve federal background checks for guns. And this is all came down on Sunday. The White House revealing that President Trump would support a push to improve the nation's system of background checks for would-be gun buyers. Of course, we all know this is in response to what happened in Parkland, Florida. White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders saying the president spoke on Friday to Senate Majority Whip John Cornyn about a bill that he has introduced alongside Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut, a Democrat, which would, quote, improve federal compliance with criminal background check legislation. Now, we all know that that would not have stopped what happened last week, because we know that Nicholas Cruz, he actually had no criminal record. He was known to the FBI. We all have discussed what happened with the FBI and how they clearly missed clues in this case. Sarah Huckabee Sanders saying that while discussions are ongoing and revisions are being considered, the president is supportive of efforts to improve the federal background check system. Now, we know that a day after the shooting, the president singled out mental health as a possible factor. And I think the more that we learn about this guy, Nicholas Cruz, the more it is clear that he had some mental health issues. The president tweeting a couple of days ago, so many signs that the Florida shooter was mentally disturbed, even expelled from school for bad and erratic behavior. They say that neighbors and classmates, the president tweeted out, knew that he was a big problem. Must always report such instances to authorities again and again. Now, as we know, since the president sent that tweet, and of course, we also know that the sheriff there in Parkland, Florida, one of the things that he said was, if you see something, say something. And what we now know is, several days after the attack, is that folks did alert the FBI not once, but twice. And the FBI, as we know, did indeed miss the clues. Now, bottom line on this whole thing is that the FBI, and they do have tens of thousands of employees. But the other thing that you have to keep in mind, and just so we're all clear, I'm not necessarily a huge fan of the FBI these days. But all that being said, there are so many Nicholas Cruz type people in the world today. And so the FBI, it is like looking for a needle in a haystack. But anyway, the weekend, this past weekend, now the president did visit the Florida community reeling from the massacre. And we know now that there are a lot of people that are calling for gun control. What we know about this legislation that John Cornyn put forth was it was something that was discussed actually last Thursday, a day after the attack. Republican U.S. Senator John Cornyn said that he wanted to sit down with one of the leading Senate Democrats to talk gun policy in the wake of Wednesday's shooting. They say the first was a fix NICS bill that Cornyn sponsored actually last fall that would ultimately hold government agencies accountable for uploading relevant information to the federal background check system. So there is that to talk about as far as legislation goes. This is always a sad story to talk about because we always hear of these bulletproof backpacks and the sales of these things after these school shootings that unfortunately happen all too often these days. They're saying the bulletproof backpacks now seeing a huge boost yet again following what happened in Florida. Apparently, they're called the Bullet Blocker Fortified Backpacks, which cost anywhere between $200 and $500. And they have indeed seen a 30% boost in sales. The company claiming it sold 500 of these things the day after the shooting. Joe Curran, the company's owner, said most of the backpacks are sent to Florida. And he's telling TMZ that they're being sold in a range from $199 to $490. And I think that, you know, it's pretty clear that parents are desperate. Parents are desperate for a clue as to how to keep their kids safe these days. And I know that in school districts all across America, they are trying to figure out, when they look at their facilities, how can they make their facilities safer? We also know that the FBI, they did miss these clues. So the FBI, I'm assuming now, they're looking at how it is that they missed this Nicholas Cruz after he killed the 17 people. And so we've got parents on the alert, clearly. We've got schools on the alert. The FBI is on the alert. Now the president is talking about wanting to cooperate with John Cornyn and the Democrats for some sort of gun control legislation. We also know that I would say this is one of the first times I've really seen this in mass. School walkouts are now planned across the United States against gun violence. This is all supposed to happen in the coming months. First of all, the Women's March, an organization that advocates for policy and legislation, a change on human rights issues, they're announcing a 17-minute walkout for March 14th to protest, as they say, Congress's inaction on gun control. They say that this protest is going to happen 1 month after the deadly shooting in Parkland, Florida. Another protest, the Network for Public Education, an advocacy group for public schools, also announced a walkout on April 20th at 10 o'clock in the morning. And so what they're hoping to do, obviously, is they're hoping to energize kids across America. It's their hope that both Republicans and Democrats will see which party is the party to try and get things done. A lot of people are saying that this is the president's opportunity to do something about gun control, do something about some of these background checks. The Women's March tweet said it was calling, quote, all students, teachers, and allies to take part in the movement to let lawmakers know that they have, quote, had enough with gun violence. I think we all have. I mean, clearly, this is something that the nation as a whole needs to take a look at, and we constantly do take a look at these things. But I think that to take our eye off the ball of mental illness is going to be a huge mistake. And, of course, the medications that doctors try and use and psychiatrists try to use to combat mental illness as well. There's a lot to talk about here. As we all know, it's not necessarily just about the gun. It's about the person pulling the trigger, and it is also about mental illness. They're saying the walkouts are going to happen at 10 o'clock in the morning across all time zones. The National School Walkout, a Twitter page created by NPE after the shooting, went viral with its own post about a walkout on April 20th. Now, In case you don't remember, that walkout was chosen because that date was chosen because that will be the 19th anniversary of the Columbine High School shooting in Colorado. And speaking of the Trump tweets, here on President's Day, of course, one of the things that he tweeted, he's really got his eye on the FBI, and he is now saying that, as we all understand, it is not acceptable that the FBI missed signs that the Florida school shooter was going to attack, slamming the agency for, quote, spending too much time focusing on the Russian collusion investigation. His exact tweet said, very sad that the FBI missed all of the many signals sent out by the Florida school shooter. He tweeted, this is not acceptable. They're spending too much time trying to prove Russian collusion with the Trump campaign. He says there is no collusion. Get back to the basics and make us all proud. Now, how do you think that went over on Twitter? Well, it was swift. He sparked anger amongst many Twitter users, but perhaps none so much as Arizona State Congressman and Iraqi war veteran Ruben Gallego, who went so far as to call the president a psychopath. Yep. You are such a psychopath, he wrote on Twitter, that you make even the death of 17 children about you. He is, of course, a Democrat. He says America will regret the day you were ever born. Yeah, I don't know if the president, just my two cents on this, I don't think the president was making the death of these 17 people about you. And by the way, it wasn't 17 children, it was 14 children and three adults who died trying to save the children. But beyond all that, one of the things that the president is trying to do is he's trying to draw attention and focus on what went wrong so that we can try and prevent this tragedy from happening yet again. My name is Dan Mandis. It is 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. It's 5:15 here on a President's Day weekend. We do traffic and weather together every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Now, from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, let's say good morning to Art Andrews.
Good morning, Dan. And Woodbridge, 95 northbound before Dale City. Watch out for an accident. It's on the shoulder. East-West Highway eastbound at Kenilworth Avenue. There's a crash with police there. Wisconsin Avenue southbound between Elm Street and Bethesda Avenue. We have that ongoing construction blocking the right lane. 66 eastbound from the Beltway to the Roosevelt Bridge. A 12-minute trip, not too bad. 395, the HOV lanes northbound from the Beltway to Route 1, more like 10. And the Red Line, service delays, buses replacing trains because of scheduled maintenance between Wheaton and Glenmont. So just be aware of that. And now the 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, for your President's Day, today overcast, a few showers around, a high of about 52. Tonight, partly cloudy early, followed by some clouds overnight, a low of 49. Right now, I'm not sure what the temperature is in our nation's capital, but we've got a lot more coming up next.
Attention diabetics, now you can get your testing supplies delivered to your home at little or no cost to you, plus free delivery and a free meter upgrade. Call the U.S. Medical Supply now, 800-808-5181, 800-808-5181.
It is 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. My name is Dan Mandis. Appreciate you being here. Yes, indeed. There is so much to talk about on this President's Day. As I mentioned, kids across America are getting ready to walk out of class over these gun laws and, as they would say, these lack of gun laws. And there's a number of other things to talk about today. One of the stories that really caught my eye is this headline. Listen to this. The Army will not require recruits to throw a grenade far enough. Now, this is amazing because one of the big conversations that we have in America today is the fact that women have now been included in roles that they have not seen before in the military. And so there's a lot of people that have been screaming about the fact that they are lowering the requirements. And this is one of those stories. The United States will no longer require recruits to show they can throw a hand grenade 25 meters. Because many of them, they say, cannot throw the explosive far enough. They revealed this on Friday. The Army says it's starting next summer. It's going to literally, folks, remove the requirement from its basic combat training because it takes too much time to teach enlistees to throw grenades at an adequate distance. Now, think about this. One of the things that, when I read this, I thought that it seems like they are lowering the requirements. And in doing so, aren't they putting our soldiers at risk? Because if they lower the requirements, that means that when they actually get out onto the field of battle and they're battling whoever it is, ISIS or whatever, they're not going to be ready. So while it may seem for the Army that they're being more sympathetic and understanding of some of the things that these folks are trying to join the military now can't do, the problem is, as I said, they're putting them at risk. This is Major General Malcolm Frost. He says, what we have found is it is taking far, far too much time to teach them how to throw a grenade. Now, listen, I was never in the military, but if this is something that they've been doing for years, and I would assume that throwing a grenade is part of the requirements to get out of boot camp or whatever it is, then why now is it taking too much time? Well, that's been an interesting debate. He says it's taking 3 to 4 times as much time just to qualify folks on the hand grenade course than we had designed. So what is happening is it is taking away from other aspects of training. He says we're finding that there are a large number of trainees that come in, quite frankly, just physically do not have the capacity to throw a hand grenade 20 to 25 to 30 meters. I saw that and I thought, that can't be that hard. He says, in 10 weeks, we're on a 48-hour period. You're just not going to be able to teach someone how to throw if they haven't thrown growing up. I wonder if that's the problem. Is the problem, and I actually circled that passage in this story, is the problem that the younger generation of adults, the ones that are, say, for example, joining the Army, have they spent way too much time in front of video games and not enough time, I don't know, throwing footballs and baseballs? I really wonder if that's the problem. They say the recruits will no longer be required to successfully pass the land navigation course in order to graduate either. Now, that one I sort of understood. Because there's all kinds of computers and apps and all that kind of stuff that, to me, would take the place of knowing how to or having to learn how to navigate the land, if you will. But the whole thing about not having to require them to throw a grenade far enough just baffles me. Now, people, of course, are attacking the Army, saying, well, this is all about lowering the requirements for female recruits. The Army's not commenting on whether there was a particular problem with female recruits passing grenade training, but the criticism comes after women have physically struggled in other areas, and this is according to the Daily Mail. Now, last September, the first woman successfully completed the Marine Corps' grueling infantry officer course, and she was the first woman to do so after nearly 36 others failed. So this is going to be a conversation, folks. It is going to continue on. Author Kingsley Brown, in his book entitled Co-ed Combat, The New Evidence That Women Should Not Fight the Nation's War, raised the issue of grenade throwing, basically saying that many women have trouble throwing a grenade 25 meters, a necessary distance given the average blast radius is 15 meters. And the conversation will continue. Dan Mandison from Vince and Mary on WMAL.
If you stand on it, we stand behind it.
This winter weather can be brutal on your rugs and carpets. Salt, dirt, grime gets buried deep. And the damage it can cause? With every step you take, these particles grind away like sandpaper. Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean. You need Hadid. For more than 60 years, it's a name you can trust. We use our time-honored tradition of painstakingly washing each rug by hand to remove every speck of dirt. And if your rug is in need of repair, our team of professionals are dedicated to restoring your precious rug, making them look like new again. And right now, for a very limited time, take advantage of our best deal ever. Clean two rugs, get an equal or lesser rug cleaned for free. That's right, I said it, absolutely free. For pickup and delivery, call now, 703-241-1111, or online at joehadid.com. That's joehadid.com.
If the very thought of going to the dentist's office leaves you paralyzed with fear, I know where you've been, and I know what it'll take to make you feel whole again. I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and my staff is like a family who creates a safe, comfortable home for you. We offer general and cosmetic dentistry, as well as teeth in a day, and I can provide solutions to years' worth of dental problems in as little as one anxiety-free visit. At McMillan Sedation Dentistry, you have options to ensure you're completely relaxed, whether it's taking a small pill or having a board-certified anesthesiologist on hand. You'll rest comfortably through the entire procedure, and my staff will work with you to tailor a treatment plan to fit your schedule and financial considerations. No matter how many years or how many fears, it's time for you to smile easy. Call us today at 703-503-9490. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
The Zero Res Carpet Cleaning Sale is on now. Get three rooms of carpets clean for just $147, plus a hallway clean for free. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
525 on WMAL. We do traffic and weather together every 10 minutes. First on the fives from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Let's say good morning to Art Andrews.
Good morning, Dan. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway southbound at Route 100, police are on the scene of a disabled vehicle. The George Washington Parkway northbound from the 395 area, 14th Street Bridge to the Beltway, it's about a 13-minute trip. Not too bad. Checking the outer loop of the Beltway between the Woodrow Wilson Bridge and Pennsylvania Avenue, a 12-minute commute. The inner loop from the American Legion Bridge to 270, about a 5-minute trip. We have a lot of ongoing maintenance underway on the Metro, so let's list this here. Orange Line at the Blue Line, delays because trains are single tracking and they will operate every 24 minutes between Foggy Bottom and Arlington Cemetery. The Silver Line between Wheelie Reston East and Boston, we have service delays too between these stations only because of maintenance, so you may want to use the Orange or Blue Lines to continue your trip. And the Red Line between Wheaton and Glenmont, we have buses replacing trains. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Seeing a few showers around, some of those showers coming down as we head through this morning. Well, as we get into the afternoon, still a chance of showers, 52. Tonight, 49. The average low is 32. Tomorrow, clouds go away to sunshine, 74, mid-70s on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Yeah, right now it is 40 degrees in our nation's capital. Dan Mandison for Vince and Mary right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Yeah, sitting here talking about, just very briefly, retrace the Army not requiring recruits to throw a grenade far enough. And this has, of course, sparked a big conversation yet again about females in the military in some roles of combat. But I think the bigger problem, clearly, at least to me, I mean, you can talk about females in the military all day long, and it's, quite frankly, a very easy conversation to have because both sides have, in my opinion, very valid points. But one of the things that I think needs to be discussed more, and I think it affects us as parents, is how much are we allowing our kids to spend way too much time, frankly, just sitting on the couch playing video games? And I think that's what this story really should be all about, because what the Army says, and if you're just joining us, basically what's happened is the Army is not going to require these recruits to throw grenades far enough, as far as 25 meters, which is what it used to be, and now they've just decided to do away with that. And I think that for a lot of recruits and a lot of people joining the Army, I believe what's happening is the younger generation of adults, again, is just spending far too much time in front of the television and also playing video games and not enough time playing sports. And I think that is probably one of the bigger issues here. My name is Dan, in for Vince and Mary on WMAL.
Have you ever been one of those unhappy customers that walked away thinking, if I ran that business, I know what I'd do? Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the law firm Cordell & Cordell. I felt that way years ago after my divorce, but I never did discard those ideas. And today, that vision forms the foundation of the firm that you know as Cordell & Cordell. And basically, that vision was a divorce firm dedicated to serving men with a client-centered focus on the things that clients value most, such as attorney preparation, regular client updates, and same-day return calls. And in turn, this result-focused operating system would be monitored by a client care representative. The result, a truly interactive link between our performance and your satisfaction.
Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Fairfax area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 571-446-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Office in Falls Church.
When you are depressed, that black cloud was always there.
In my mind, everybody hated me. With depression, nobody wanted to be around me.
I know the pain that I was causing my family.
There's hope for those struggling with depression. Greenbrook TMS Neuro Health Centers is North America's leading provider of TMS therapy, providing life-changing treatments to patients suffering with depression. Medications and talk therapy are often not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA-indicated for treatment treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication. With a new location, now open in Fredericksburg.
My doctor at Greenbrook really understood. I'm a different person, and I'm just happy again.
I have hope. It's been life-changing.
My daughter, she was noticing a difference in me, and she just out of the blue said to me, my happy mom is back.
Accepting most insurance, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
And good morning again. Mandis in for Vince and Mary on WMAL. Straight ahead, well, it sounds like the Republicans are going after Nancy Pelosi in the midterm elections. And a major player in the hashtag MeToo movement is herself being accused again. Those stories and more straight ahead.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The last few days have been very tough for residents of Parkland, Florida. Over the weekend, families attended funerals for some of their loved ones in the aftermath of the school shootings last week.
A student described geography teacher Scott Beagle as her hero. She says he saved her life just before he was shot and killed outside the door of his classroom at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School.
Was an amazing person, and I am alive today because of him.
Beagle's loved ones gathered for his funeral on Sunday at a synagogue in Boca Raton.
Correspondent Andrew Spencer. 17 young people from the Washington area plan to be outside the White House today to lie down on the ground, symbolizing the 17 lives lost in Parkland, Florida. They're demanding tougher federal gun laws. In a series of weekend tweets, President Trump noted that as the investigation into Russian election meddling continues, he's insisting there was no collusion, and saying indictments announced Friday are proof.
On CBS's Face the Nation, South Carolina Senator Tim Scott agreeing with Mr. Trump.
Their objective of meddling in our elections to change the outcome. So far, there is no evidence that suggests that it has been effective.
What Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein said Friday was that there was no allegation in the indictment that Russia's efforts affected the election outcome. Bob Costantini on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The Maryland Lottery's most popular scratch-off ticket is also its most expensive. The Baltimore Sun reports a year after it was introduced, the $30 ticket has now become the lottery's bestseller. Checking your money, the markets are closed today. The Dow opens tomorrow at 25,219, the Nasdaq at 72,39. Sports sponsored by George Washington University Hospital. Team LeBron beats Team Stefan in the NBA All-Star Game. College basketball, the Maryland women lose. Hockey, the Caps visit Buffalo this afternoon. And Austin Dillon wins the Daytona 500. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The George Washington University Hospital and the GW Transplant Institute, providing comprehensive, compassionate kidney transplant and donor options. To find a doctor, call 1-888-4-GW-DOCS or visit gwhospital.com.
He went to Wendy's and got
two junior bacon cheeseburgers, a medium fry,
then I got this $250 ticket on top of it.
Seven on Your Side investigates why DC's issued more than $200,000 in tickets at one local Wendy's. Fast Food Ticket Track, tonight on ABC 7 News at 5. Get your cup of go in the morning with ABC 7's Good Morning Washington.
Having more breaking news for you in D.C.
News from overnight, alerts to plan ahead, plus your traffic and weather to go.
Temperatures right now starting off in the 20s.
Get up and go with ABC 7's Good Morning Washington, tomorrow.
Chris Plant here. You've heard me talk about the 1010 IRA, which delivers 10% annual returns guaranteed for 10 years. Well, now is your last chance to take advantage of the 1010 IRA program. With 2017 being a banner year in the stock market, it's a smart time to do some profit-taking and roll a portion of your account into the 1010 IRA. Reduce stock market downside risk and lock in 10% annual returns guaranteed for the next 10 years. You may be wondering, how is that possible? With just one call to fiduciary advisor David Ahrens, you'll get all your questions answered. I've known David for years. Recently, he showed me the 1010 IRA program, and I was amazed. Call David now to have a free information packet on the 1010 IRA delivered to you. Call or text to 888-411-4130. That's 888-411-4130. Call or text to 888-411-4130.
This is Elaine Mick, owner of Cabinet Discounters. For years, I've been proudly telling people about the quality products we offer and about the talented and experienced designers at Cabinet Discounters who are ready to help you create that dream kitchen, bath, family room, or home office. But this time, I'd like you to hear what one of our customers has to say.
When I first heard of Cabinet Discounters, just the name itself kind of implied to me that they would look discounted. But once I walked into the showroom, I was really impressed with the selection and the quality of the cabinets. Working with Cabinet Discounters was very easy. In fact, I've used them again because I knew I could count on them to provide quality work.
Get a free consultation with an experienced designer. Call 1-800-THE-DREAM or visit CabinetDiscounters.com. That's CabinetDiscounters.com.
You've seen the pictures of mist settling over the resplendent hills and mountains. Surely you've heard the classic melody paying homage to the place we belong. And if you breathe deep, you can imagine the scent of pine-filled air. Winter in West Virginia is where snowflakes disappear on the tongues of skiers, sledders, and hikers, just as memories are etched in their minds. Wild, wonderful West Virginia. Experience it for real at www.gotowv.com.
35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Thank you, Bill. In College Park, because of an active barricade situation, police are on the scene at Beachwood Road and Baltimore Avenue and Fordham Lane. All lanes are blocked. Avoid the area. In Bethesda, Wisconsin Avenue southbound between Elm and Bethesda, some ongoing construction takes out the right lane. The inner loop of the Beltway between Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue, and the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, a 17-minute trip. The outer loop from Van Dorn Street to the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, more like 6 or 7. A lot going on mass transit. The Orange Line and Blue Line have service delays on their single tracking and will operate every 24 minutes between Foggy Bottom and Clarendon. And the Silver Line between Wheely Reston East and Boston, also service delays. These trains are operating between these two stations only. Use the Orange or Blue Line to continue your trip. The Red Line between Wheaton and Glenmont, service delays. Buses used instead of trains because of scheduled maintenance. The Glenmont station is closed, we can tell you. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Hey, the gray sky and a few showers in our forecast for this morning. We'll continue to see that chance of showers this afternoon, 52. Tonight, becoming cloudy, 49. Tomorrow, very mild air, partly sunny, 74. Wednesday, a mix of clouds and sunshine and highs in the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgen, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 39 in Chantilly, 32 in Bowie, 40 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
And good morning, Dan Anderson for Vince and Mary, 105.9 FM, AM 630 WMAL. I've got to tell you, the story just gets weirder and weirder. And it's the story of California Assemblywoman Christina Garcia. Now, in case you don't know who she is a vocal hashtag Me Too leader. And she is somebody who, as I just mentioned, is a California Assemblywoman, so a state lawmaker there in California. And she's been running around for the better part of a year or more talking about hashtag Me Too. She's been one of these very vocal supporters of the movement. And by the way, just so you know, I think it's a very important movement. But I also think that there's a lot of these folks who are involved in these movements, and some of these are even men. And they don't realize, or they've chosen to forget their own behavior in years past. And so that is now what's happened with Christina Garcia. So she is somebody who is now facing fresh allegations of misconduct in her office, including frequent discussions about sex and alcohol consumption at the Capitol. And I just saw a headline this morning that apparently she also used to play. You remember when we were kids and we'd play like spin the bottle? Apparently, she actually did that as well in her office, or had some sort of activity like that. So, very, very bizarre story about this woman who has authored all kinds of Me Too legislation, and she has been accused by not one, but two men there within the realm of the California State Assembly who are accusing her of sexual harassment. And apparently, the story on her is that she likes to drink. And when she starts to drink, her hands start to wander, and she will end up cornering guys in sundry place or another, and she starts grabbing all kinds of places, and she's just all over him like a you-know-what to you-know-what. Now, even her staffers are coming out, and they're saying, yeah, you know what, she drinks a lot, and she'll talk about her sex life in the office and so forth. So now a San Diego lawyer, Dan Gillian, has filed a formal complaint with the state legislature detailing the allegations on behalf of four anonymous employees in Christina Garcia's office. And basically what they're saying is that she regularly talked about her sexual activity, including with other members in front of the staff. So it sounds like what she's doing is she's sleeping with members of her staff, and then she's kind of bragging about it to other members of the staff. I mean, the whole thing is just odd and weird. The accusations, these four anonymous former employees also allege that Garcia drank alcohol while doing official assembly business and, yes, indeed, pressured staff to join her in drinking at the office or at bars. And so it just sounds like Christina Garcia, she has a couple of problems. One is she's clearly got a drinking problem, and she's got a sexual harassment problem. And if we want to throw a third one in there, she's also got a hypocrisy problem. Because as one of the vocal leaders of the Me Too movement, she's somebody people look up to with a certain amount of respect to talk about these things. And if she's doing the exact thing that she is speaking out against, well, then that is, of course, the epitome of hypocrisy. So Garcia now, in a Facebook post, said that she will address each of these issues individually once an investigation has been completed, but she says the claims do not square with the atmosphere she wanted to and worked to create. And she says, I'm confident I have consistently treated my staff fairly and respectfully, she wrote, and now she has been forced to take a leave of absence following news that she is being investigated for allegedly groping a colleague's former staff member, a guy by the name of Daniel Fierro, back in 2014. The allegations against her marked a stunning twist to the California legislature's widening sexual harassment scandal that first broke open last fall and prompted two assemblymen to resign. Yeah, the word on this Daniel Fierro is back in 2014, they had some sort of a softball game, all the state lawmakers, and he was cleaning out the dugout, and here comes Christina Garcia, drunk as a skunk. And she corners him in the dugout, and you look really good to me, you know, in the baseball pants and all this other kind of, and she just, you know, hands start wandering, and he's, listen, I don't want any of this. And he left. But apparently this has been an ongoing theme with Christina Garcia. Now, she is a Democrat, in case you don't know who she is a Democrat that represents Southeast Los Angeles, and she has been a vocal leader of the Me Too movement and a fierce advocate for women's issues. She had been the chair of the Legislative Women's Caucus before she took her leave of absence. So now that is going to be a big question is, okay, well, what happens to her political career? She's also authored numerous bills about sexual assault, activity and consent issues, which current staff members said are discussed in the office when relevant. But this is going to be a big problem for her moving forward. And I guess the big question is going to be, does she have to step down? Now, I'm the first guy to say, and I said this when it was Republicans that were under the same kind of accusations, how do you, if you're Christina Garcia, how do you defend yourself against these allegations where ultimately right now it is his word, whether it's Daniel Fierro or these four anonymous employees who worked in her office or the other guy, a lobbyist, by the way, the other person who accused her of sexual harassment was somebody who was a lobbyist, and he wanted to remain anonymous because he didn't want to suffer any kind of ramifications or reprisals from Garcia or her advocates. But if you're Christina Garcia, what do you do? Because there is no proof. And this is the problem with the whole Me Too movement, whether it's a man or a woman that is being accused. is, okay, so somebody is accusing me of this, but there are no witnesses, and this is something where it's, again, his word against hers. But when you have these four anonymous former employees in Garcia's office, and they're talking about how she's talking about her sex life and sex with other staffers, they're playing spin the bottle in the office, and all of these other accusations, it just does lead to a very sordid tale. And this has been going on, and we all know in Washington, D.C., there have been a lot of accusations. CNN came out with that blockbuster report about sexual harassment in Washington, D.C., inside the Beltway. But we also know that this kind of thing has been happening all across the country, in state capitals all across the country. So this is certainly one of those stories that continues to resonate and also continues to update. My name is Dan Mandis, here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WM. MAL. Straight ahead, is Bill Clinton too toxic to campaign in the midterms? Apparently so. Right now it's time to check traffic. We do traffic and weather together every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Now from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, it's Art Andrews.
And thank you very much. In College Park, Baltimore Avenue between Beechwood Road and Fordham Lane is shut down by ongoing police activity. 395 northbound between the waterfront and the 3rd Street Tunnel, beginning to build in a little bit of volume. 270 southbound between from 121, I should say, to the Beltway. It's about a 20-minute trip. The outer loop from 95 to the 270 spur, a 13-minute commute. A 6-minute trip from the inner loop between St. Barnabas Road and the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. Now, as far as mass transit is concerned, the yellow line, we have delays between Huntington and Mount Vernon Square, all because of some ongoing track work, we should say. And the green line between Fort Totten and the Prince George Plaza, mass transit delays here. They're single tracking the trains, and they're operating every 15 minutes, all because of scheduled maintenance. Now, the 105.9 FM at AM 630, WMAL, Weather Channel forecast.
Day in the gray sky and a few showers in our forecast for this morning. We'll continue to see that chance of showers this afternoon, 52. Tonight, becoming cloudy, 49. Tomorrow, very mild air, partly sunny, 74. Wednesday, a mix of clouds and sunshine and highs in the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigeon, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And good morning, Dan Mandis right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. And for Vince and Mary, yeah, lots going on inside the Beltway today. This is really interesting. One of the things that we're finding out now is that the Clintons seem to be persona non grata within the party of the Democrats. And, of course, the reasons I would say are obvious. I just got done talking about the hashtag MeToo movement. And, well, this is the headline from Politico. It's Politico.com. Bill Clinton is too toxic to campaign in the midterms. Now, one of the things that has been a constant source of conversation is, what about Hillary in the midterm elections? And they've been trying to figure out what her role will be in the midterm elections. And from what I understand, word is now she is going to have a very limited role. They know that for the Republicans, they want nothing more than to have Hillary Clinton out there front and center during the midterm elections, because she is running around still talking, believe it or not, still talking about the Russians and still talking about sexism, still talking about misogyny and all these other things. And, of course, James Comey as well. Now, we can talk about the Russians. We know, and that report came out on Friday. There's now going to be, 13? Yeah, indictments of 13 Russians. But what we also know regarding meddling in our election, but what we also know is that so far there's been no proof of any collusion. So now the focus turns to Bill Clinton and whether or not he should go out and campaign in the midterm elections. And apparently, according to Politico, they're saying absolutely not. And it's all because of the hashtag MeToo movement. You guessed it. Democrats are looking to embrace the MeToo movement and rally women to push back on President Trump in the midterm elections. And they don't want Bill Clinton anywhere near it for obvious reasons. I would say that's also part of the reason why the Democrats want to sideline Hillary, is because, as we all know, Hillary stood by Bill as he did all of these godforsaken things. They say that in a year when the party is deploying all of their other big guns to try to appeal to precisely the kind of voters Clinton has consistently won over, an array of Democrats telling Politico now that they are keeping him on the bench. They say that they don't want to be seen anywhere near a man with a history of harassment allegations, which is, of course, Bill Clinton personified. Now, we all know that the Clintons are terrific at raising funds. So the Democrats, they're in sort of this odd place where they were not exactly sure how much to embrace the Clintons. It's like they want to embrace the Clintons behind the scenes so that they can raise all kinds of money. But when it comes to in front of the cameras, when it comes to on stage, I'd be willing to bet they want nothing to do with Bill and Hillary. And that's what this Politico.com story says. One woman saying it's very tough. It's talking about a Democratic strategist. It's pretty tough because you have these folks, the Clintons, who have always been there for the party, and the party's always been there for them. But the hashtag MeToo movement, it is simply too big, and it's perhaps even bigger than the Clintons. They talk about how the Democrats booted Senator Al Franken because they wanted to draw a clear contrast with President Trump. We all know that. They say the Democrats across the party's ideological and geographical spectrum acknowledge the political trouble that any appearance with Bill Clinton would cause. I mean, think about it. I just got done talking to you about this story out of California with Christina Garcia, where she's accused of all kinds of nefariousness as far as sexual assault and, I shouldn't say assault, sexual harassment. And so now you have a situation in California where they really could use the Clintons. But they're already in trouble from a state standpoint because one of the leading supporters of the Me Too movement is herself in a lot of trouble. So they talk about how the value of the assets of what the Clintons can bring, people do respect that, but the problem is that there's just too much baggage there. Privately, they say many Democratic politicians and strategists are harsher and firmer, simply saying, do not come to their states. That's the message to the Clintons. And don't even say anything about their campaigns. Strategists are saying they're still worried about saying it out loud, but they don't want Bill Clinton now. They perhaps don't want Bill Clinton ever. They say that the Republicans would react by calling them hypocrites. And that makes complete sense. It really does. They talk about how in this political environment, Clinton campaigning anywhere would amount to him campaigning everywhere, forcing Democrats around the country to answer what they think of colleagues appearing with him and whether they would do so themselves. You know, bottom line is that's the same problem that the Republicans, I think, perhaps are going to have as well, because the Democrats are going to make it all about Trump. We all know that. Well, it's the same thing on the other side of the aisle. If the Clintons are anywhere to be seen with any candidate, then they're going to, in my estimation, yes, look like hypocrites. So what do you do if you're the Clintons? Then what you need to do, and this is going to be tough for them, because they're so used to being the darlings of the Democrats. They're so used to being front and center. They're so used to being the ones that consistently saved the day. And they were the ones that the party would rally behind. Well, the problem they have now is that the party is running from them. They say it's a huge change from 8 years ago when Bill Clinton made over 100 appearances for Democrats during the 2010 midterms as the most in-demand presence on the campaign trail. In his re-election campaign 2 years later, of course, we all remember this, former President Barack Obama anointed Clinton his explainer-in-chief. So what do the Clintons do now? This is going to be really tough for them. I think it is, because when you're so used to being in the national spotlight, essentially being benched or being sidelined, it's going to be really tough for them.
When Obama assumed office, the Senate and House were in Democrat hands, and that was the case for 2 years. And they passed all kinds of partisan legislation, including Obamacare, and that spending bill called the stimulus or porculus that was really a money laundering operation for their union buddies. Now, in those years, the Democrats had every opportunity to pass comprehensive immigration reform. Republicans were powerless to stop them. But despite pandering to Hispanic pressure groups, the Democrats never even tried to pass immigration reform. Not once. Obama repeatedly told these groups that he couldn't single-handedly legalize Dreamers because That would be unconstitutional. But then he changed his mind. As his time in office was ending, he issued an executive order granting amnesty to a portion of them. It was unconstitutional then and still is today. That brings us to President Trump. In his immigration plan, he offered a real pathway to citizenship for almost 2 million Dreamers. In return, he asked Congress to finally deal with border security and true immigration reform. Well, last week, Democrats in the Senate blocked it. They're demanding no consequences for sanctuary cities that ignore federal law. They're demanding that chain migration and a broken lottery system stay in place. And once again, Democrats turn their backs on the so-called Dreamers. Maybe one day these people will realize that Democrats are not their friends. To Democrats, Dreamers are political pawns. It's a rigged game. Hey, the Democrats could have passed gun control in those first 2 years. Not even a chance that they tried.
General all-round good guy.
Rush, noon to 3, now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
My good friends, let me introduce you to LegacyBox.com. This is the new way to digitize all of your old home movies and photos. Here's the problem. You've got old photos, film, VHS tapes. You have no idea how to preserve them and the memories they hold. Well, stop letting your precious memories get lost, or thrown out, or forgotten just because they're deteriorating in an outdated format. LegacyBox.com is a service that takes care of everything. You get a specially made legacy box. It's an actual box designed for you to put your old tapes and pictures and audio recordings in, and you send it back. They get your legacy box in a couple of weeks. You get your originals back and a perfectly preserved digital copy, either on DVD or a thumb drive. And you'll get a 40% discount when you go to LegacyBox.com/Rush. Get 40% off your order at LegacyBox.com/Rush.
5:55 on WMAL. We do traffic and weather together every 10 minutes. First on the fives from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. It's Art Andrews.
All right, Dan, thank you very much. In Bethesda, the outer loop of the Beltway, there's a crash. It has been moved to the shoulder. Police are on the scene, and a tow truck is there as well. Baltimore Avenue and College Park, closed between Amherst Road and Guilford Road by ongoing police activity. 95 northbound from Triangle to the Occoquan River Bridge, a 12-minute trip. And 395 northbound from the Beltway to the 14th Street Bridge, beginning to build in volume, about a 15-minute commute. Head south on 270 from 370 to 95, the Capitol Beltway, a 10-minute trip, if you will. The yellow line operating between Huntington and Mount Vernon only, so you may want to use the green line to continue the trip. The green line itself between Fort Totten and the PG Plaza, trains are single tracking and running every 15 minutes, all because of maintenance. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We're going to roll overcast sky through town, and a few showers are possible this morning. Slight chance of a shower this afternoon, 52. Tomorrow up into the 70s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgen, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And right now it's 40 degrees in our nation's capital.
This is Larry O'Connor, and if you're wanting to sell your home, you need to know that not all agents are equal. The fact is, on average, most agents negotiate for 11% less than original asking price for seller's home. As a home seller, think of the amount of money that is lost in poor negotiation skills by average agents. That's why I'm strongly recommending Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. Sarah and Debbie are ranked one of the top teams in the D.C. area by the Wall Street Journal. What separates Sarah and Debbie from all the other realtors is their exclusive system with over 5,300 ready home buyers looking to buy right now. Sarah and Debbie can sell your home faster and for more money than the average agent, and they'll guarantee that if your house doesn't sell, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you. On average, Sarah and Debbie's home listings sell 3 times faster and for 6% more money than the average agent. Call Sarah and Debbie direct at 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD, or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Need garage door repair? Visit GarageDoorRepair.com. Hi, Chris Plant here, and you've probably heard me say that a lot, and here's why. For over 40 years, Overhead Door Company of Washington, D.C. has been the gold standard for service and repair. Their professional experts truly care about giving you the best experience possible. Hey, nobody wants their garage door to break down, but if it does, you'll be glad you called the experts. So one more time, remember, when you need garage door repair, visit GarageDoorRepair.com.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to secure the best interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming.
Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 3 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Hosts Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools to find the right loan and save you more. So tune into WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 3 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding Corporation.
Accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
And good morning, Dan Mandison for Vince and Mary on WMAL. Coming up, well, sounds like the Republicans are going after Nancy Pelosi in the midterm elections, and the president's talking background checks. It's all straight ahead.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson in Parkland, Florida. It was a weekend of grief and sadness and demands for stricter gun laws.
Cameron Caskey is one of the students who survived Wednesday's shooting rampage at his Parkland, Florida high school. He says stricter gun laws are needed.
You're either with us or against us. We are losing our lives while the adults are playing around.
And that there's blame on both sides of the fence.
This isn't about the GOP. This isn't about the Democrats. This is about us creating a badge of shame for any politicians who are accepting money from the NRA and using us as collateral.
I'm John Lawrence reporting.
Authorities in Stafford and Spotsylvania counties are investigating threats made on social media against two Northern Virginia middle schools. An online post threatened gun violence at T. Benton Gale Middle School in Fredericksburg and at Thornburg Middle School in Spotsylvania Courthouse. The post was spread online on Facebook, Instagram, and Stafford Talk. A group of protesters organized by some D.C. area teenagers plans a lie-in at the White House today. They want to dramatize their demand for tougher gun laws in the wake of the Florida shootings. The group Teens for Gun Reform says 17 of its members will lie down on the ground outside the White House to symbolize the lives lost in Parkland. Well, highway backups are making it increasingly common for commuters to cut through otherwise quiet neighborhoods. And lawmakers are still grappling with how to address that.
The prodigious backups on 95 have led to lots of complaints from people living near the highway, says Virginia State Senator Scott Surivel.
I've had constituents that have sent me pictures of dozens of cars lined up as far as the eye can see along roads where you normally have kids riding bikes and throwing a ball around.
Instead of the legally uncertain approach of only allowing locals on those roads, Surivel had another idea.
My legislation only prohibits an electronic routing service from telling someone that road is a way to go on their app.
The bill failed on a tight vote, but
the lobbyist for Google told me it's an approach they hadn't seen before, and I'll try and persuade some more people next year.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Construction begins today on a $1 billion revitalization project at Reagan National Airport, and that is likely to cause some traffic headaches, says spokesman Rob Yingling.
Construction crews are ramping up operations at Reagan National Airport, both behind fences and also now coming soon to the roadway system in front of the terminals.
The work will eventually produce a new concourse for short hop flights and new security screening areas. If you're looking for a way to celebrate this President's Day, head to Mount Vernon.
George Washington's 286th birthday is this month, and to honor our first president, a celebration will be held today at Mount Vernon. The estate's Melissa Wood says what will be taking place.
We have a moving wreath-laying ceremony at the tomb of George Washington, and we'll have remarks from the commander of the USS George Washington, and Mount Vernon's president, Doug Bradburn, will also give remarks.
She says there will also be music and a military firing demonstration. Tickets are not required for today's events. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Well, even though Russians were banned from the Olympics for doping, over 160 supposedly clean Russian athletes are competing under the Olympic flag. But now one of them has tested positive.
It wasn't a speed skater or a hockey player or an alpine skier. It was a curling athlete from Russia who preliminarily tested positive for a drug that increases blood flow.
The IOC cannot communicate on individual cases while the procedure is ongoing.
International Olympic Committee spokesman Mark Adams did confirm that an investigation was underway, though.
When an athlete is caught for doping, of course it's extremely disappointing, but it does show that the system works.
The curler won a bronze in mixed doubles. If his second urine sample also tests positive, he'll likely have to give the medal back. The drug meldonium was banned in 2016. Steve Kastenbaum in Pyeongchang, South Korea.
Checking your money, the markets are closed today. The Dow opens tomorrow at 25,219, the Nasdaq at 72,39. Sports: Team LeBron beats Team Stefan in the NBA All-Star Game. College basketball: the Maryland women lose for the second straight for the first time since 2014. NHL: the Caps are in Buffalo this afternoon. And the Caps in Buffalo this afternoon, WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now you can listen to WMAL at home, at work, or anywhere in the world on your Amazon Echo device. For one-time setup, say Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Once that's done, whenever you want to listen, simply say Alexa, play WMAL. More details at WMAL.com.
When you are depressed, that black cloud was always there.
In my mind, everybody hated me. With depression, nobody wanted to be around me.
I know the pain that I was causing my family.
There's hope for those struggling with depression. Greenbrook TMS Neuro Health Centers is North America's leading provider of TMS therapy, providing life-changing treatments to patients suffering with depression.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.